So please welcome Vice President Joe Biden.
In the early voting state of Iowa, Democratic Party frontrunner Joe Biden wastes little time in going after President Donald Trump.
But this is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people. It's about fear and loathing. It's about what the way he calls people, the names he calls them. No president has done something like that, for God's sake. I mean, it's bizarre. And it's damaging.
Well, thank you very much.
Biden is apparently on the president's mind as well, as Trump considers possible challengers for next year.
Joe never got more than 1%, except Obama took him off the trash heap, and now it looks like he's failing. It looks like his friends from the left are going to overtake him pretty soon. But I heard his whole campaign is to hit Trump.
Polls show Biden leading the Democratic presidential field, with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders generally trailing in second place.
So this is what you've got left over.
Among those on the rise is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, with a focus on policy specifics and passion.
On the question of gun violence, I will be fearless. We will fight side by side, and we will protect our children.
The other thing that's at stake right now.
Also gaining is South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who offers the party a younger alternative.
New thinking, bold action, a focus on the future. I'm running for president because of the seriousness of the moment that we're living in.
Trump has emerged as the central issue in the Democratic primary battle, which appears to be benefiting Biden, says analyst Larry Sabato.
A large majority tell pollsters they want, above all, someone who will beat Trump. They are willing to take a nominee with whom they disagree on a wide variety of issues because they will agree with that candidate more than they will agree with Trump.
Recent polls show Biden beating Trump by a wide margin, but the president is eager to dismiss the entire Democratic field as too far to the left.
Every day the Democrat Party is becoming more and more unhinged and more extreme. They're going crazy. Do you love it? I sort of love it, right?
Trump is hoping Democrats nominate a hard left candidate, says Larry Sabato.
The Republicans and Trump want to make the Democrats overconfident. If they're overconfident, they're more likely to nominate a candidate who's well to the left, pleasing the Democratic activists, but nearly guaranteeing a defeat in November of 2020. So that's the hidden agenda behind what you're hearing from the Trump camp.
The 2020 race moves into a new phase later this month, with the first official Democratic debates featuring 20 presidential contenders. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.